Hi there. The word for today is small things matter. Zechariah 4 verse 10 says, "Who has despised the day of small things?" When God gave Gideon victory over the Midianites, he used an army of just 300 to defeat an enemy that was hundreds of thousands strong. And that wasn't because there weren't more soldiers available. It was because God wanted to demonstrate His power in the day of small things. Jesus could have picked any number of followers, but he hadn't picked 12 to reach the world with the gospel. One day he fed 5,000 people with 5 bread loaves and 2 small fish from a child's lunchbox. He compared the kingdom of God to a mustard seed, the smallest there is, yet it grows into a massive tree. He also likened his kingdom to yeast that's barely discernible, yet it can raise an entire batch of dough. Then he went on to say in Luke 16, verse 10, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." So, if you are asking God today to make you bigger instead of better, you may be disappointed. All the prayers in the world won't pressure God into giving you what you're not ready to handle. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow said most people would succeed in small things if they weren't troubled with blind ambition. Your drive to be bigger can actually give you ulcers, keep you awake at night, and stop you from enjoying the blessings God has already given you. Better may be harder to measure and not as glamorous, but you know what? The inner stability that comes from gradual success is more valuable and lasting. So, if you are in the day of small things right now, rejoice and be confident that God has bigger and better things in mind for you. That's the word for you today.